Altos, you're on cleanup duty, apparently, as we leave. Snack cleanup duty. I'm not doing it. We have a chorus committee meeting on Monday, Tony, the brains of our operation. We have a chorus committee meeting on Monday, she'll send out a reminder. And I'd love 270 more new singers next week. So if you can spread the word to your neighbors, your pets, let's get some new singers in the chorus, okay? I have nothing else to say. Good night.
Okay, hello, welcome back. I want to touch two spots in the deck and then go to the SML. So, sorry to go back to this, but can we all turn to page 103, please? We're going to look at the last measure of 103. Can we do just tenors and basses, please? Last measure of 103. Ready? And crunches, right? We have E's and F's happening. So stick to your guns. Good. Altos and sopranos. Ready and up. Can we do everyone, bottom 103? Ready, and up.
Praise the Lord.
I hear, praise the Lord, and up. Can we go pick up to page 60? Because our Moses smote the water at the bottom of the page, remember the orchestra cuts out, and this is just us at the bottom of page 60. So we'll do pick up to page 60, and then we'll have extra confidence at the bottom of page 60. Yeah? two beats of page 59.
And when?
And when. Mesa's saying, way, when. Ready? And one. So the volume doesn't go down or up, it's just that we change the intention behind it. The thing to note is I believe the orchestra cuts out for "that sea gave way." Yeah, bum, bum, bum. The sea gave, the orchestra comes back in. And so that's when we can kind of fit back in, they add their character, we sing with them. But the marcato is just us, and so it will feel like there's a little more sound from us. Yes.
I have at the bottom of 60, pick up into the second measure when Moses snowed for us going to
fortissimo.
No, forte.
Forte, yeah, because the orchestra cuts off.
Ah, yes, okay.
So then it just, we get the energy going a little bit more. Yeah, exactly, good. Great, are there any more questions in this spot? Okay, this is wonderful. Sorry to add another part, but can we go back to the flaming bush? Because we have a little bit of time.
That's page 31.
31. Page 31. Now let's all remember back to an hour ago. When we heard about the flaming bush, the burning bush. Let's find that energy. Down. Can it be a really nice tall ah about. Go down, not go down. Changes the excitement. Go down, right on it. The go was impeccable.
Go down.
Ah! Incorrectly. Let's make sure that the last go is three beats on the F and then three beats on the G, right? Can we just do Let My People Go, tenor spaces?
Let my people go.
I still feel that there's an urgency to get to that next note. Wait, you're gonna hear it. Go da da, yum ba ba. So it's just a little bit longer. One more time, let my.
Let my people.
Top of page 39, please. Overall, it's great. Just there was less great. Here we go, ready? And... My guess is he's going to show you both notes, just like I've been doing, but just eyes up, especially there. Good. Are there any questions in this at all? It's quite good. It's come a long way. It's really, really awesome. Good. See you in May. Okay. Let's turn to the Esmael.
Sorry, can I ask you a question? Is anybody sitting near a small pink-covered tablet that isn't there? A small pink tablet. I was in like four places earlier, and I'm not playing
right there.
Oh, there's one under Alice's seat.
Nice try.
All right. Can we all find letter G, please? I have to admit, I got a little excited last week, and things were a little faster than they probably needed to be. So, find calm together. That being said, I'm not conducting this, so I have no idea what Kendrick's gonna do. Here we go, but now. Obviously, our body is our instrument. But the production of sound happens much more immediately as singers than as a string player, as a French horn player. It takes more time for air to get through a French horn. It takes more time for the string to sound. And so they tend to play a little bit behind the beat, on the backside of the beat, meaning not rushing, but just because it takes more time for the sound to come out. So if we can really be cognizant of this while we're singing, because if we're ahead and they're behind, especially in a piece like this, it just gets messy quickly. So really we can just take our foot off the gas, especially in something like this, and just settle into the tempo a little bit. One more time. Measure 110, should we follow the orchestral dynamics or stay constant? I talked to Kedrick. He wants us to just stay constant in our sound there, except measure 114. We should have a crescendo there, which we may, I think.
Not in the four.
Oh, I thought we had added that. That might have been a different spot. Can we all, sopranos and altos, add a crescendo on your last plea? And that will carry the energy into the downbeat. I would like to do this whole section again a cappella. We're gonna start at the beginning of the measure. We're gonna start at the beginning of the measure and then hold our first note. With Jesse and then cut off and hold the first note. Just altos and sopranos. Just the tenors?
Good.
It's a vowel thing. But, just taller, not but. But. Tenors? There. Again. Yeah, it takes a little bit of time, but I don't know if you can hear it, but as soon as it locks in, it's unbelievable.
Actually, we can't hear it.
Oh.
I mean, I can hear these wonderful singers next to me, and I can hear it there.
So. Okay, that's good to know.
It is.
Yeah.
Acoustics are
weird
here.
Yeah. Well, they're not better at the Paramount.
Yes.
This is good to know, though. Yeah, yeah. Great. Can we hear just basses again? Add the tenors. Add the altos. Add the sopranos. Good. Just tenors and sopranos. Exactly. That should be in octaves. Good. Okay. At the beginning of the measure again, we'll hold the first note. It'll be perfect, and then we'll go on. Now, good tall ah vowel, like go down, Moses, but no. Going on, ready, and. We just mimic the tenors, right? Can we hear just soprano, alto, tenor, top at G? Soprano, alto, tenor. Newborn. Again. for this newborn. Here we go. Basses and tenors on pick up to measure 110. You know where we are? All right, ready? Take basses and tenors. One, two. Flat, we need even more, if possible, of that B flat so that we hear that harmonic change. Can we add the altos? So, alto, tenor, bass, pick up to 110. Yeah, crunchy. One, two. Measure 109. And then tenors will come in, basses come in on 110. 109, beat 2, starting with sopranos and altos, then tenors, then basses on the next measure. Ready? And 1. Yeah. Let's make sure that it's just kind of a opening of sound and not a pushing of E. Lots more resonance, less. It didn't sound that exaggerated. Good, yeah. This is wonderful. Okay, let's look at. It's just all about these starting pitches, I think, right? And yeah. Can we look at measure 163? We're going to start in 162, and we're going to hold the first note that we sing in 163. Yeah. super fast. Let her dismount. Same thing. I don't care about the volume. That's not what piano means to me. We have to change that. It's just this more intimate sound, this more intimate feeling. Until one day. Starting on Let Her Dismount. We'll start on the beginning of the measure. Yes, I am hearing a couple people carrying over on day.
One day.
Oh, it just makes it so much more exciting for that she arrives. It's somewhere over here. Okay, ready? Same place. And. Sopranos. I'm not convinced by our first note seconds. Ready? And one. to remember that the S comes together. And smiles and knows. Everyone together. Can we do pick up to 181 a cappella? Ready? Good. With a better breath, with a better breath. Good. I still feel that the S is just coming a little bit late. It just needs to be a quick S. And smiles, and smiles. It's just a quick, it's a Z, Z, sorry. Went to school in Canada. Again, and smiles. But with a better breath. Just like we've been doing throughout this piece, just a little bit of accent. And then, let's start right on measure 185. Sopranos, it's fine, you don't need to sing that note. We're all good. Basses. Top of, at measure 193. with the pickup from the altos. No tenors and basses. Soprano seconds and altos pick up to measure 193. We don't need to put any of the M's on transform when we're up there. It's totally fine, totally fine. We've heard this word over and over. Good. All right, let's go. Okay, so next week, in 2 weeks, Kedrick will be here.
Okay.
Yes, okay.
Next week, we're gonna rehearse this piece memorized. As close to memorized as possible.
There we go.
Here's the reason. Last week there was one moment, I have no idea what it was off the top of my head, but where we put our music down and we looked up and the sound totally changed. And so the more and more we can get out of our books, even if it's just holding our music a little bit higher or something, that it just changes. And especially in a piece like this, we have to be able to connect with Kedrick, otherwise we're gonna be all over the place. So, you have a week to, you know, just spend some time with the piece, let's do the whole thing right now. Da capo. Why not stand? Get the blood going to the brain. The whole thing. Oh, well, we won't hear the whole 3.5 minute intro. But we'll start at 50. Measure 50. Sink into the backside of the beat. We can even, especially when we get slower, we can still feel the breaks a little bit more. Sopranos. Can we start right on our when at measure 71? All sopranos. Yeah, we're a little early after name.
Thank you.
forte there, please? Yes, mezzo forte, just on at least the entrance so that we can hear it a little more. Good, we will start 2 measures before J. Ready? An eternity until we come in at 188. Just wait. I can almost guarantee you will have a cue from Kendrick there. Can we start right on the bass homeland, measure 1, 8, 5? Yeah, my bass is with that quick L that we had. Good, quick but not early. Just because there are a couple spots where, as soon as we get that, we will find the unity. There are two spots that I want us to just look at quickly. If we can all look at measure 1, 3, 8, one of our favorite spots. This is one of, again, very, very, very few spots where there's silence at all. So we need to make sure, sopranos and altos especially, that we cut off highways. It's quick, and then there's silence. Is this the first time we sing She Will Transform You? Yeah.
Particularly,
yes. Yeah, I think in the whole piece. So there needs to be just a little bit more care to this measure to make sure that we really, really hear "She will transform you" as this statement the first time we hear it in the whole piece. Can we start 136, speaking the text, going back to our speaking days, looking for that S of highways so that we come in together on "She will transform." So, measure 136, speaking the text. Ready? Yeah, okay, good. So, let's hear just sopranos and altos. Sorry, just speaking. Ready? And...
Surface trees and highways.
Yeah, good. So we need to make sure that there is a stop in the sound between highways and she. And highways. She. You should almost feel like you have a second to breathe there. This is maybe a terrible idea, but can we all kind of stomp our foot on that S? And highways, she will. Yeah? Again, maybe a terrible idea, but let's see. Sopranos and altos, and up.
Surface trees and highways.
so we're not together, right?
And highway, and highways.
Yeah, exactly. One more time. And
surface trees.
It's closer, it's closer. This is a spot, these three measures, go home, practice them. The other spot.
Sorry, the alternate that I've initiated is ways has kind of a diphthong in it and it's a very short note. What would you recommend to sing it short?
Ways
of I would go, don't worry about the diphthong. Go straight to the Z. And highways. Yeah? Good question. The other spot, if everyone can turn to 154. Measure. 154. We need to make sure that there's also silence here, right?
Okay.
Yep. So just circle that rest and don't sing in it. All right, any questions before we go home? So next, yes, please.
The rest of the rehearsals will be only this, or are we done with debt till the concert, or?
No, we'll probably do some debt, because there's a lot, but we'll spend a little more time on this. So next week, here, with this memorized.
Yep.
Then the week after, here with Kedrick. And then Seth will tell you everything you need to know after that. Thank you, Jesse. Thank you to our guests. Yay!